ラジオ ETC。 今日は翻訳家としても活躍されている ETC のロバート先生のお話をお聞きします。ある言葉を外国語のどの言葉に置き換えていくのかを決めていく翻訳の過程は、自分自身がどんな生き方を選ぶのかということにもつながっているのではと、ロバート先生のお話をお聞きしながら感じました。ロバート先生の翻訳に対するこだわりについてお話をお聞きしました。
It's not, yeah, translation is not just a question of language at all. I mean, it doesn't, language is one part of translation, but there's many things to think about. I mean, it's not just word A equals word A in the second language. That's the lowest level of translation, right?It's necessary. It's not a negative comment. You know, it's just saying it's an essential step. You know, like a child learning how to walk. Like, take the first step, and that step is maybe this equals this. Mm-hmm. Maybe. It's a foundation. And then after that, now I'm discussing something that's very far beyond the first step, right? This is maybe the final step where you realize you've taken all these.You know, word A in language number one equals word A in language number two, and you've done that a lot. And then you come up with these examples in some context, in this case manga, right? And this context, this situation between characters and this scene and this feeling, and then here's the word, this shin word. And then suddenly you realize that you're facing a challenge that you don't have a skill, maybe nobody does. Again, you know, if we just change perspective, okay, who cares, right? Some people are going to say that, okay, you know, you're just worrying about something that's not important, or it's just, you know, forget about it, it's, you know, cut and go to the next word or whatever. I can't respond to those people. For me, those kind of things are very important.In my life, as a translator or as someone who enjoys, you know, I consider manga an art. You know, it's not just, it is popular, but it also, it combines very skillfully the balance. So I don't want to be the person to cut that. I want to be the person who protects that. If the translator is doing something that they believe is good, you know, I believe this is good, this, whatever it is, an idea, an essay, a work of art, a manga, whatever, if you feel like, if this is in English, the world is going to be a better place. That, I mean, really, it sounds silly, but it's true. And then that's a good feeling, you know, and you work better. You know, your work improves, and the result is better, and, you know, you feel good.You don't feel like, okay, I did a translation which makes the world actually worse. No, it exists. So all those things can challenge the translator to, of course, you're covering the essential things, right? Like, we say this in Japanese, I can't say this in English. Those, you've got the basics covered, and then you can really spend time worrying about,or it's not worrying, you know, enjoying the wonderful dilemma, wonderful confusion, should I choose this, how, you know, it becomes really fun. And then you can, you know, like today we're talking about just one word, this shin sound, or feeling, or sound slash feeling, you know, sure, that can become, and then so you realize it's not only about language, it's about psychology, it's about culture,It's about even actually, yeah, our architecture. It involves how we build things and aesthetics, right? Aesthetics, bigaku. It involves many things. So, yeah, maybe translator needs those skills in order to make a good version of a work into their native language.
たくさんの人々に親しまれている漫画ではありますが、それは 芸術でもあるとロバート先生は思っています。外国語に置き換える過程でその芸術性が損なわれるような翻訳はしたくないとロバート先生は考えています。大げさな言い方かもしれませんが、良い翻訳をすることは世の中を良くする力さえあると思っています。翻訳に向き合う姿勢はその人の生き方、道徳観、美学にも通じるものがあるのではとのことでした。番組のトランスクリプトは ETC のホームページで確認することができます。こちらもどうぞチェックしてみてください。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。